On any given night of the week, voters in West Virginia who turn on their televisions may have come across an advertisement like this one.
Drug companies reach deep into their pockets for Morrissey, while West Virginians overdose in record numbers.
Or like this.
As Attorney General, Reynolds will push the job-killing Clinton agenda.
In less than 2 weeks, voters will cast their 2016 general election ballots. And both Doug Reynolds and Patrick Morrissey are battling it out on the airwaves for your vote. Morrissey, a Republican, won the office by a narrow margin in 2012, defeating 20-year incumbent Democrat Daryl McGraw. Since, he's taken strong stances on national issues, including leading the charge in a federal court case against the Obama administration over the Clean Power Plan. The CPP would force coal-fired power plants to reduce their carbon emissions, something Morrissey says will result in the continued loss of coal jobs in West Virginia.
West Virginia has bled jobs, in part due to these regulations that are coming out of Washington. If we can reverse that, even 30 or 40%, that means that people will benefit.
The case is easily the highest profile of any the office is currently undertaking and will likely be heard by the U.S. Supreme Court before it's all said and done. Morrissey argues he's the only candidate who can continue to lead that effort. He and his Democratic opponent, Doug Reynolds, debated each other on the state Capitol steps earlier this month. In a Charleston Gazette Mail video of the meeting, Morrissey points to Reynolds' 2007 campaign contribution to Hillary Clinton as proof that the Democrat will not fight regulations on coal.
We know Doug Reynolds is an apologist for Hillary Clinton, and he will not protect coal jobs.
Governor, does anyone really believe that Governor Tomlin, Speaker Armstead, and Senate President Cole wouldn't try to fight against the EPA and fight for our coal miners? All three of those gentlemen.
Was I ever asked to do it by them? No.
Reynolds says the state's legal battle over the Clean Power Plan is about fighting government overreach in the midst of dysfunction in Washington.
And just because Congress can't do their job, it doesn't give the executive branch of government the authority to go out and do all these things. And I think it's an overreach at the executive branch.
Reynolds adds that if he is elected attorney general, West Virginia will remain a leader in the case under his watch. As for his 2007 Clinton donation, the West Virginia native argued in that Capitol Steps debate,
I have not donated to Hillary Clinton since Mr. Morrissey has been a practicing lawyer in the state of West Virginia, so let's go back to that.
Morrissey moved to West Virginia's Eastern Panhandle shortly before filing to run for attorney general, and soon after a failed congressional bid in New Jersey. At the time, he was working as an independent attorney and a lobbyist in Washington. Some of his clients were pharmaceutical companies, including Cardinal Health, a drug company that shipped more than 241 million prescription pain pills into West Virginia over 5 years. Former Attorney General Daryl McGraw sued Cardinal in 2012, saying the company was fueling the state substance abuse epidemic. After reports linked Morrissey to the company in 2013, he chose to step aside from the case. But Reynolds says it's just one example of where his Republican opponent is dropping the ball when it comes to fighting prescription drug companies.
There's no one person that could do more to fight the substance abuse problem than the Attorney General's office. You know, he's the only person that can go to court and say, hey, you're doing something wrong. There's way too many pain medications that are being distributed down here, and you know, haul them into court and make them pay money if they've damaged these communities.
Morrissey says his office is prosecuting pharmaceutical companies.
I think people need to look at the record when we've been able to bring in $38 million from drug and drug-related companies.
A request with the Attorney General's office to verify the settlement amounts and the number of pharmaceutical cases that had been settled under the Morrissey administration was not returned in time for this story. The current AG also pointed to a partnership with the U.S. Attorney of the Northern District of West Virginia that has resulted in 4 drug arrests and a student education program as other ways he's fighting the substance abuse epidemic. When it comes to dollars, campaign finance reports from the West Virginia Secretary of State's office show Reynolds has spent nearly $1.5 million in the race, a large portion of which is his own money. Morrissey's campaign has spent about $325,000 of the $1 million they've raised, but has been boosted by the outside spending of the Republican Attorney General's Association Political Action Committee called Mountaineers Are Always Free PAC. The group has spent more than $2.5 million in the race, largely on ads attacking Reynolds. Morrissey has criticized Reynolds for his personal wealth, saying the candidate hasn't worked to build his businesses, but inherited them.
We need someone with that work ethic, with that experience, and who's going to be a fighter. And I don't think you become a fighter when everything is handed to you in your life.
But Reynolds defends his million-dollar investment in the race, especially in the wake of the outside spending.
They have spent three times or more of what I've spent. At some point, you have to get your message out. And in my opinion is that these super PACs are trying to drown out the message.
The Mountain and Libertarian parties are also fielding candidates in the attorney general's race. Michael Sharley with the Mountain Party is a graduate of West Virginia University's College of Law and is a criminal and civil rights attorney in the Morgantown area. Libertarian Carl Kolenick also went to law school at WVU and practices in Buchanan.